Councilmember Pollard, since you're top of the totem pole, you get to go first. Councilmember Pollard, since he's been in office, has really done a lot for the community. Using Councilmember District J's monies that they get, that's how the sidewalks on Gessner got down. I think there was a panel replacement on one of the streets also, is that correct?
Yes.
That was also from their money. Right now they're looking for more projects. So if you know something having to do with transportation here in the neighborhood, or maybe around here that affects the neighborhood, you know, let them know. In fact, I sent an email so that you could contact and notify them. So, council member?
Yes.
You're right. Yes. We have Juan Diaz Ortiz, who will be second.
We'll be in the back.
Sergeant Juarez will be our last speaker.
Well, good evening to everyone. I'm your council member, Edward Pollard. I want to thank you all for the invitation to be with you all this evening. I think this is the first time I've met with you all in public and in person since the pandemic. So I was glad to be back in front of you all. We have a lot of updates that we want to give you. I think you all are familiar with the sidewalks along Gessner from Jason to Nairn. That was a big project for our office last fiscal year, and we spent a lot of our Council District Service Fund dollars on that particular sidewalk. From what I've been hearing from the residents, they're pleased with the work that has been done. The next thing is the park, Braeburn Glen Park. That's a part of our 50-50 Parks Initiative, where we're doing a collaboration of money between corporate and private dollars as well as public dollars. So you're going to see a lot of improvements to that park over the next year. And we'll keep the community and the neighborhood abreast of what those improvements will be. But we picked 50 parks from all around the city, neighborhood parks. And the Braeburn Glen Park is one of two parks in District J that was approved for funding. And so you should see those highlights coming along. Let's see here. We're going to be doing a major street improvement project on South Gessner. It's basically going to be between Braeswood and East Valley Elementary School. So we're going to be doing lots of panel replacements, infrastructure improvements to that stretch of South Gessner. It's a 2-mile project that we will be doing on both sides. Each fiscal year, we get to decide 2 miles of street improvements throughout the district. And so this fiscal year, we're going to be focused on that stretch of South Gessner. So I want you all to know about that. Last year, how you doing, David? Last year, we did a town hall, a virtual town hall with you all's neighborhood about flooding. And we know that flooding historically has been a huge issue in Braeburn Glen. And there were particular projects that Houston Public Works put forth to us. And most of the projects were these really involved projects that cost millions and millions and millions of dollars. And the frustrating part about it is they kept saying, well, we don't have the money for these type of projects. You know, we'll keep you all posted if we get any updates, but, you know, right now we don't have the funding. So our office was pushing, and we're able to get the state to work with the city through the General Land Office to approve a $6 million project for Braeburn Glen. It's a flood mitigation project that's going to really focus on the drainage on each street within the neighborhood. It's a part of our capital improvements plan. It will be a multi-year project. The phase that we're in right now is design, okay? So once the design is complete, we're gonna come back before you all and have a town hall for the entire neighborhood. so that you all can understand the expectations, understand the plan, the design, and then be able to ask questions as well. I don't have a specific date on that yet, but it is a high priority for us and something that we're extremely excited about because it's probably the largest project in scale, scope, and dollars that we have going on in District J. So very excited about that. Manny and David have been working with our office on speed bumps. And so we will be getting 4 new speed cushions in the neighborhood. 2 will be on Valley View, and 2 will be on Reamer. Okay? So we've been kind of working with you all as Homeowners Association to figure out where the best placement for these would be. That's the feedback that we received. Even the city of Houston's come back and said, well, maybe y'all need to reconsider. No, we don't want to reconsider. We want our speed cushions. So we are going to push forward with that. You know, sometimes the frustration with government is it moves too slow and they overthink things. But from our office's standpoint, we got really good feedback from you all. You all understand the dynamics of and the needs of this community, so we want to go forward with those plans. So you should see the 2 new speed cushions on Valley View and 2 on Reamer soon. So we'll keep you in the loop on that. Illegal dumping, that's something that's been a big issue in the area. We want you all to know that District J has our own hot team. What that is a crew of individuals that works with the Solid Waste Department that specifically focuses on illegal dumping, okay? So if you see mattresses or shopping carts or old tires, things in vacant lots or on the corners, you want to call it in the 311 first, okay? When you get that service request number, you're going to call our office, all right? When you call our office, we'll ensure that the hot team goes out there and picks up the illegal dumping. Each area of our district has 1 day out of the month that they focus solely on the illegal dumping. For the Braeburn Glen area, it is the 3rd Thursday of each month. So the 3rd Thursday of each month, this hot team is going around picking up illegal dumping in the area. Now, where the crowd participation comes in is they have to know where to go. All right, so if you're not calling in and putting down a location of where you saw, you know, the mattress or the tires, then they don't know where to go and they're not going to go and pick it up. So you have to call it in, you have to report it, and then they'll come and get it. The great thing is that they'll be working throughout the district throughout the month. So let's say they're in Sharpstown and they don't have a lot to do in Sharpstown this month, but they see that in Braeburn Glen there's a lot to do. They won't just wait to that Thursday, they'll just come and pick it up. So continue to report. That's really important. And one more thing I want to highlight is we have our own patrol now with District J. It's called the District J Patrol. The way it works is you go to districtjpatrol.com. All right, you go to districtjpatrol.com. You'll see your neighborhood on there, Braeburn Glen. You'll click on that, and then it'll have prompts that ask you, what is your issue? And the District J Patrol focuses solely on neighborhood quality of life issues. Parking on the lawn, junk motor vehicles, illegal dumping, panhandling, trespassing, the neighborhood nuisances in the area. You go click on whatever is applicable. You can upload photos, you can write in a little summary, and then that submission will get directed right over to our HPD DRT officers. Okay? They get those submissions, and then our office pays them overtime to go out and address those issues. So it's like your own concierge patrol. That's how we look at it. We're the only district in the entire city of Houston that has this model. But again, the only way they know how to address the issues is if you go on there and do it. So you can do it from your computer, you can do it from your cell phone. If you don't do well with the internet, you can always call our office and then we'll do it for you. Okay? Francis, what's the phone number for our office? 832-393-3369. And so Francis is my district coordinator. Usually whenever you call our office, she's the first voice you may hear. So please be familiar with her. We have cards here with our numbers on it as well. But the districtjpatrol.com is something that we started a couple of years ago. And the cool thing about it is when you go on the website, there's a results tab. And so you can actually track the progress of your submission. So it's very transparent. All right. So if you know that you reported a junk motor vehicle last Thursday, it should have some type of comment from HPD on what's the status of their investigation of that. All right. So please take advantage of that. We have, as you see, a lot going on for the Braeburn Glen area. You know, this is one of our high priority areas, but we want to ensure that you all are engaging with our office as much as possible. The last thing before I shut up is projects. All right, we just started a new fiscal year, and so our office gets money every fiscal year for neighborhood projects. And of course, each neighborhood in the district, which is about 200,000 people, are submitting needs that they want to see get done in their community. So I want you all to email us things that you want to get done, whether it's an ADA ramp, sidewalk, if it, you know, speed cushions, whatever it is. Go to districtj@houstontx.gov. That's districtj@houstontx.gov. And send us an email or give us a phone call and let us know what projects that you all want to see. Now, we can't guarantee you that just because you call, you're going to get your project addressed. But what I can guarantee is if you do not call us, it is 100% sure your project will not be known and won't be done. Okay? So at least give the attempt to let us know. And what we do is we look over all the submissions and try to ensure that we pick projects that you all get the most bang for your buck, because it's your tax dollars at the end of the day. So make sure that you reach out to our office and let us know. And I'll open it up for a couple questions. Is that okay?
David. Yeah, you were mentioning the flood mitigation. I want to thank you for your leadership on that effort, because that's been a long time coming for our area. My submission, one of my submissions for the CDSF fund would be ski panels. Would that $6 million include part of ski panels for our area? Or are we going to be overlapping our request ski panels?
They should not overlap.
Okay. I just don't want to submit something that...
Nope. That's going to be completely different.
Just make sure
you submit it. Yeah, it'll be... So the money for the flood mitigation project, and it's an estimated $6 million, is just going to be for your flood project. It won't cut into panel replacements or anything else. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Do you know when they're going to fix the trail along the bayou?
I do not, but I can find out for you.
Are they going to put up fencing between the bike trail and the neighborhood?
I have heard about that. Yes, I think that is a consideration. I believe it's something that is going to happen, but they're working on getting an entrance, some type of entrance on the gate that people can still access the hike and bike trail from the park. Mm-hmm. But it will be, I think they are trying to get a boundary, a fence up for some safety and protection.
And one more thing is District J part of the South Bissonnette and the Hookers?
Yes.
What are we doing about that?
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah, so unfortunately that is a very challenging area for us. So, our first strategy this year or last year was really focused on the gentlemen who are soliciting. And there's a new state law that is now a felony to solicit a prostitute. So they have been focusing solely on those gentlemen trying to cut off the money source, right? And so if people aren't out there paying for the service, then hopefully the women won't walk hour after hour, day after day. Another thing we've been doing is working with the business owners to put out outward-facing cameras to really help us with surveillance. And we're looking to put our own cameras out as well. difficult part about it is it's not a crime to just walk the street, all right? It is a crime, though, to walk the street in a lewd manner, right? But then...
How close
on? Yes.
Okay.
So...
Have you gone through Whataburger at night?
Yes. Yeah. So the issue is, and I'll let... Well, I have, but I've seen videos. The issue is, it can become a revolving door because it's such a complex issue when it comes to mental health, substance abuse. You know, you have the fear of pimps and that as well. So even if HPD goes and arrests, you know, if a judge gives a low bond or a PR bond, they're right back on the street the same day or the next day, and it just becomes a lot of work transporting back and forth without any real result. And our HPD officers are already spread pretty thin. So it's like, okay, yeah, we can put all the effort over here, but if they're right back the next day, are you all really getting bang for your buck for the taxes that you pay for the presence of HPD in your area? So,
hey, was anybody doing anything about the overnight community? That's what you call it, like plus
state. The after hours club?
Someone that's not listening, but it contributes to that red light district.
I think I know the one that you're talking about. I was told that they've been in more compliance lately and have not been as much of a nuisance to the area as they have in the past. Am I incorrect on that?
Well, because most people aren't up at that time, but when coming back out of town at 2:30 o'clock in the morning, sometimes, and you see, you can't go down this neighborhood and find out where people are.
Okay.
And it's not a matter of whether they're abiding by anything, it's just what they're bringing into the table.
Understood, but as a private business, well, all we can control is if they are doing something illegal or not in compliance with code or not.
What it was compliant for after hours? I can't imagine how they keep people there long enough detained for 4 or 5 o'clock.
So it's up to a person's prerogative if they choose to be in the location after hours.
Is it a strip club? I don't know what that club is. I think that's
it's not supposed to be a strip club, no. They should not have new dancers at that establishment. So,
I'm sorry, where is this?
I think you're referring to there's
right across the street from the old church. There's a facility where they're parking.
I think it's called Area 29.
Area 29.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I think it was on.
If you notice something that you believe is not in code, not in compliance, or illegal, of course, report that over. But what we've been told is many of the complaints that were illegal in nature at that particular venue have kind of decreased. But I'll let you address HPD with that one. Any other questions?
I have a question. There are flower vendors right there at the intersection of H-Dot and Southwest Freeway, Feeder Road. Now,
are
those independent contractors,
are
they
there
under
arrest?
We'll handle that.
They'll handle that. Yeah. They shouldn't be there, though. Yes, ma'am.
When you redo the work on Gessner, then Gessner's going to be the Indianapolis 500. Since we got rid of Popples, I wish they'd come back, at least. And slow people down. Now people speed up and down Gessner. So when they're working on redoing the streets, are they going to put some speed bumps or something?
They're not going to put speed bumps on Gessner. And we get that a lot because we just redid Wilcrest, and it's really nice, but it's so smooth that people are able to speed. But we are looking to make the lanes more narrow. We've been shown that if you make the lanes a little more narrow, it causes people to slow down and pay attention more. So that's something that we can explore. But yeah, if you have really nice streets and it's a major thoroughfare, you can't put speed humps and you can't put stop signs. What we did on Wilcrest, which is something we're exploring to be citywide, is we put rumble strips on the outside. So rumble strips are kind of like when you're in rural areas and you're off the and you veer over and boom, 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 boom. We did that all the way down Willcrest, and people seem to like it. It may be a new creative idea that we can do in other places like on Gessner. So we always